Common Council members voted 12-3 to conditionally and not exclusively support the Hard Rock Casino project after much 11th-hour positioning. Rensselaer Mayor Dan Dwyer offered Albany $1 million a year for 10 years in exchange for the city supporting the Hard Rock. There was no written agreement, so Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan put to paper her own version, embellishing the deal by tacking on 2% a year to account for inflation. Dwyer nixed the offer and gave Albany an 8:30 p.m. deadline to accept his offer. Times Union reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist was at the council meeting.
So the council knew this deadline existed. What the council didn't really know were any details about what Dwyer was offering beyond the dollar amount.
It appeared that the council would not vote on it because they didn't have something in writing.
It's more or less at the last minute, Councilman Frank Commisso Jr. offered sort of a compromise where the council took its resolution of support for the Rensselaer Casino and watered it down a bit. They added all these contingencies in it such that their support was contingent on reaching a deal for the $10 million with Rensselaer, that it was also contingent upon reaching a separate agreement with the private concerns behind the Hard Rock Casino in Rensselaer for jobs and economic development. And it's not exclusive to Rensselaer, meaning the city council reserved its right to also support the East Greenbush project or conceivably even the Schenectady project or the Schoharie County project. It ended up passing 12-3, but it's certainly not this resounding call of support that Rensselaer was looking for.
Rensselaer Mayor Dan Dwyer did not return calls for comment. Former Albany County Legislator Brian Scavo argues officials dropped the ball.
It's bad enough that the Albany Common Council and Kathy Sheehan couldn't put together a deal on behalf of the people of Albany, which is handed to them on a silver platter. The mayor of Rensselaer has no choice but to turn his deal down. This is not the deal that he requested, from what I understand, which leads me to believe that Kathy Sheehan didn't want this deal in the first place.
A spokesman for the Sheehan administration had no updates from City Hall to share. Third Ward Councilmember Ron Bailey has worked hard to involve Albany in the Rensselaer Casino process. He defended jabs that the lawmakers haven't been able to get their act together.
We're not told anything to the last minute when they need something done. We're left out there in the opening. And I tell you, there's only certain council members that the mayor's office actually is sharing stuff with. So you get a group of us that we don't know anything, but you get a group that comes in that knows what the mayor wants to do and stuff, but we don't find out till the last minute. So yeah, there's a communication problem going on there.
10th Ward Councilmember Leah Golby was one of three who voted against the agreement.
Honestly, I dissented because I did not like the artificial deadline that was imposed on us.
Some in attendance commented on social media about apparent strong-arm tactics by Mayor Dwyer. Golby wasn't comfortable with what she perceived as a lack of details.
There's been very little information from the developer in terms of the number of jobs, how they would be recruiting people from the city of Albany. Because if this is all about the jobs, the information that we received last night included no information about how many people they were going to be hiring from the city of Albany.
The measure agreed to last night didn't preclude lawmakers from also supporting a casino project in neighboring East Greenbush from Churchill Downs and Saratoga Casino and Raceway. What happens next? Again, Leah Golby.
We need something in writing. I mean, our resolution called for that. It called for an agreement with the developer regarding mitigation of negative impacts and commitments to facilitate and support positive impacts on the city of Albany, including economic development within the city, opportunities for the Albany business community, and employment and training of Albany residents. So there's that, and also there is a written agreement with the city of Rensselaer for that $1 million per year. We need that.
The Capital Region is slated to receive one of the state's four casino licenses. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.